Our Old Testament reading today comes from Exodus chapter 17, verses 1 through 7. New Living Translation says this. This subtitle in chapter 17 is Water from the Rock. Verse 1. At the Lord's command, the people of Israel left the Sinai Desert and moved from place to place. Eventually, they came to Rephidim, but there was no water to be found there. So once more, people grumbled and complained to Moses. Give us water to drink, they demanded. Moses says, Quiet! Why are you arguing with me, and why are you testing the Lord? But the torment by thirst, they continue to complain. Why did you ever take us up out of Egypt? Why did you bring us here? We are children, and our livestock will all die. Then Moses pleaded with the Lord, What should I tell these people to do, Lord? They're about to stone me. The Lord said to Moses, Take your shepherd's staff, the one you use when you struck the water of the Nile. Then call some leaders of Israel and walk on ahead of the people. I will meet you by the rock at Mount Sinai. Strike the rock, and water will come pouring out, and people will be able to drink. Moses did just as he was told, and as the leaders looked on, water gushed out. Moses named the place Massah, the place of testing, and Meribah, the place of arguing, because the people of Israel argued with Moses and tested the Lord by saying, Is the Lord going to take care of us or not? Wow, sometimes we as Christians think about that too. Is the Lord going to take care of us or not? You know, and it's just sometimes, just times like we're in right now, and the challenges that we face with COVID and all the other stuff that's going on, it might be a feeling that you just want to get away from it all. Get out from under it. Get away. You feel trapped, caught in a web of circumstances that has imprisoned you. If only you could go to a new place, be freed from the opposition of the here and now. If only you could start a new life. If you have ever felt this way, the book of Exodus is for you. Sometimes we forget about all the blessings and all the wonderful things that God has done for us and encourages us, and not only in the New Testament, but sometimes in the Old Testament, especially in Exodus, as God delivered his people out of bondage in Egypt. May God add his blessing to the reading of the Old Testament lesson this morning. Pray you have a good and wonderful day.